Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 16, verses 2 and 3. Timothy was well thought of by the believers in Lystra and Iconium, so Paul wanted him to join them on their journey. In deference to the Jews of the area, he arranged for Timothy to be circumcised before they left, for everyone knew that his father was a Greek. This is actually a fascinating moment. Paul has just come away from the Council of Jerusalem, where the decision has been clearly made that it's unnecessary for Christians to obey all the Jewish law. He, more than anyone else, passionately believed that it was not necessary for men to be circumcised, and in his letters, he's scathing of those who insisted on it. So why does he insist that his new companion, Timothy, should go through a ceremony which he believes is entirely unnecessary? The answer is clearly that he believed that their priority was to preach the gospel and that they must ensure that nothing got in the way of that. If Timothy was to work effectively among Jews, then it would be much more helpful if he were to be circumcised. Timothy's mother was a Jew, and so he already had much in common with Jews, and his circumcision would make it so much easier to relate to them. Paul set out his thinking on this subject in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. He wrote this, "When I was with the Jews, I lived like a Jew to bring the Jews to Christ. When I was with those who follow the Jewish law, I too lived under that law. Even though I am not subject to the law, I did so I could bring to Christ those who were under the law." The particular challenge that Paul was facing may feel very far removed from our own situation, but the principles are the same. There are many people for whom the good news of Jesus is a completely foreign language. That means that we need to go out of our way to make connections, and we'll also need to look at ourselves and see if there's anything that we could do to change in order to get closer to them. For Paul, nothing in the world was more important than bringing other people to Christ, and that hasn't changed. So let me ask you a question. What could you do to reach out more effectively to your family, neighbours, or work colleagues with the good news of Jesus? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for Paul's example. Help us to be humble enough to learn from it. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, which we call Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.